Suzanne.
Hey Suzanne, it's Joe from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Hey, good. It's really good timing. I'm just pulling off the road so I can actually sit and talk to you. I don't know what was going on in you're not actually in Cardiff, are you?
No, I'm in La Jolla.
Oh, okay. I was coming all the way from Carlsbad and there was I don't know what was going on the 5, but anyway.
Where's your office at? What area?
I'm in downtown San Diego, but I was up in Carlsbad for another meeting.
Oh, I see.
Okay, yeah. So, anyway, let me get you on my headset here and
okay.
Hopefully answer your questions.
Sure.
Better. Hey there.
Yep, I'm here.
Perfect.
Okay, perfect. So basically what I'm doing is I'm just going to do a little quality control on the file just to make sure we're all on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish.
Okay.
So bear with me. I'm going to confirm a lot of the same things that you probably went over with Julian.
Okay.
And then we'll go into the little details there. So I have you as the 100% of the of the business.
Right.
And you've been in business for, it looks like, 6 years.
Yes.
Okay. And I have your gross annual sales for last year as 1.13, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember what you did in 2014 by any chance?
I can tell you. I'll look it up while you're doing that. We had only 2 locations, so...
Uh-huh.
Hang on 1 second. We run on a... You want a calendar year?
Yeah.
Okay. Probably like, I want to say like 800,000, but let me go back and look because I can't, 2014, we were just opening our 3rd location, so let me get it
nice.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Hang on with me.
Okay. No problem. Take your time.
Can you ask me other questions while I'm doing that?
Yeah. So it looks like, according to my notes, you are seeking about $50,000 for moving expenses, it looks like.
That really is just a short, that's more like a working capital kind of short-term thing. And then I wanted to talk to you about your equipment loans.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm in 2015 instead of 2014 while I'm talking to you. 2014, guys, seems like so long ago. Holy cow.
I know. Can you believe it's already the end of the year? It's
No. Crazy. No, I can't. So this year, we did $709,000 in 2014. In 2015, that comes up fast enough because we only had 2 centers doing about 350 each.
Mm-hmm.
We added staff and another center, so let's see what we've got. 2015, we did 1.286, and then year to date, if you care to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, so as of October 31st,
okay,
so the first 10 months of this year, we're at 1.2 already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we're growing.
I just
need a little extra cash to keep us through slow months like November, things like that.
Okay.
So anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. Ask your
question. No worries. You're kind of answering my next question anyway. So basically, because Julian filled me in that you're basically moving one of your location to a different, or one of the offices to a different location, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then most of the capital for the 50K is going towards, like, I guess, like the moving and that sort of thing. Can you kind of elaborate a little bit on that?
I have to hire some new staff. I have to train them, and they don't produce anything before. It takes them, like, a couple of months.
Yeah.
To do that. We're adding staff, and we're adding a square footage that needs to be built out.
Stuff
that doesn't get, it's not equipment. It's labor, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cosmetics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it just happens to come at, I mean, the best time to do it is November because we're slow, and the worst time to do it for capital is November because we're slow. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we, you know, I mean, December through March,
yeah,
we do, you know, 30% of our business, 40% of our business. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying. It's kind of like a double, what do you call it, edged sword. Where,
yeah, I mean, we gotta do
for
it
November.
Slowly. We're not disrupting, because you know the less disruption we have for clients coming in and paying us is better.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
so we want to do it this time, but
yeah,
So.
It's also a good time to train too, because there's, you know, you can put more time into them.
Yeah, and then by January they're ready to go, and we've gotten through. Mm-hmm. You know, it hasn't been wasted.
Yeah. So building out the extra square footage, is that going to be done? Is it going to take like a two months or so to finish too in January?
Yeah.
Or is
I
it less shorter?
No, I think all of it kind of coincides. We're probably looking at first part of January to being middle of January at the latest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends on how hard they work during the holidays.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I work. Sometimes people feel like they don't have to work, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, for us in the holidays, they get really slow, at least for like the week before and after, just because a lot of business owners around the States, they like to take, you know, extended vacations, or like they don't really want to do too much during the holiday. So for us, it's really slow, like the week of holiday and after the holiday.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Good, then you can get a break.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the best thing. Okay, so let's see here. Let me pull up my screen. Okay. And is there going to be a lag time between, like, the new location and the old location? Do you have to, is there, like a time lag between setting it up before it's up and running?
No, I mean, we won't have any break in revenue because, well, that's why we want to do it. You know what I mean? That's why we want to do it when we're doing it. We can get it up and done. Basically, I've done this before with a different location.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically did it over like a 2-day period. We basically closed one day, movers came in and loaded everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Went the next day, set it all up and open. So we were only down 2 days, and one day was and it was a weekend basically.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
No, there'll be no break in income.
Okay, that's good. And then if I were to get you the approval for the 50 or so thousand, would you be able to use that money right away, or do you have to wait until you find the hires and then onboard them first?
No, I'm ready to go. I've got people lined. I'm ready to go. I'd love to have that now so I can get it going. I'm actually a little late, and
okay,
will attest to the fact I kind of put them off. I had some other things to deal with, and so I had wanted to get this done a little bit sooner so that I could get this rolling. So I'd be happy to have it ready.
Sure, that's good to know. And then I just have a question on your on deck loan. It looks like you took it out about 2 months ago in September.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, did this move that you wanted to do now, did that not come up until now, or did they not give you enough money back then to fund this project?
It was my mistake. I didn't consider it in the whole thing. Was not part of the project, and I didn't think the move was going to come soon enough. I thought we were going to have till next October, next June, to move and then think about doing it over the summer, and the opportunity just came up. So I was telling Julian, I'm kind of bummed I took out that loan because I didn't want it to mess me up.
Because it was so soon, afterwards. I didn't know if it was just because they didn't give you enough.
It didn't. That wasn't part of the plan.
I see. Okay. What did you use the money back in September for? Was it like inventory, marketing, stuff like that?
Yeah, so we do a major campaign. If you look at our bank statements in August, we do, I think we did, I don't even remember, like $300,000 in August alone.
Uh-huh.
We did a bunch of TV and major stuff, and then I actually paid myself back because I had used some personal credit to instead of business credit, and my CPA told me that was bad.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
No, So half of it came back to me. Basically, he said, pay yourself, get a business loan, pay yourself back, because it should be the business paying for it, not your personal, you know, credit line. And so half of it was, you know, half of it was expenses, and half of it was me paying myself back for the year's worth of expenses that I had put on my
put on shelf. Yeah. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah. A lot of people, they end up, you know, when you get in a tough spot too, you can't kind of separate yourself from your business. It's kind of hard.
Well, I know, and it's just me, so I really wasn't paying attention, you know what I mean? And he was mad at me because he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, it doesn't matter. It's me. It's either me at the business or me. And he's like, no, it doesn't work that way. And, you know, for me, it was like, you know, the hassle of going through like a regular bank and having to do it. I was just like, I'll just do it my personal line. And then he was the one that suggested, I think he was Funding Circle or something, and I found OnDeck and, you know.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then you, with your current bank right now, do you have any loans out with them?
No.
No, you don't. Okay. Do you have like a line of credit, or do you finance like any equipment with them?
Nope. The only thing I've got is the OnDeck. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Okay, and then the last thing I wanted to go over was on your credit report. Your credit score is currently is at 676, and the biggest thing that's really pulling you down right now is probably the same thing you just mentioned, was using your own credit for business. Right now your revolving is at 465K with 8% available. Is it just basically the same thing? It was just like the credit, your business, you use for your, personal
exactly.
for business. Yeah.
And then I'm also, and and that's going to go down. I'm selling, my rental condo in Utah right now. I just put it on the market last week. So
nice.
That'll take a chunk down from that. Yeah. So,
okay.
I mean, I'm not,
that's good.
I don't necessarily need more personal credit, so I'm not too worried about it, but yeah, I get that's what's kind of a drag.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that's just pulling it down, and it looks like you're almost over leveraged. But the good thing is this loan will be on the business, so it will affect your file a little bit, but it won't be a big effect.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
In February I get my final bonus from my I actually work full time as well, and so
yeah.
That'll go away. I think that'll all go away. I think it's about $480,000 bonus between that and selling my condo.
Nice.
Wow.
That's good. That's good.
I know. So it's just one of these timing things for me right now.
Yeah, that's good. That's good to hear. Okay, and then so I have everything I need to move your file along for the working capital side. You said you had some questions on our equipment financing.
Well, actually, my question was, I think you answered my question. Can we do the working capital now, and then can I come back with the equipment later once I have the list that I'm going to do? Because I won't have that till after December.
Yeah, so we'll move forward with the working capital side, too, just because these are two separate loans, and it's two different programs. So for equipment financing, that's like a more of a traditional loan is what we call it, just because it's like monthly payments, 2 to 5 year term, kind of like a car loan. So it's going to be a separate deal. So we can handle that after we do the working capital side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what ballpark the rates are for the equipment?
The equipment, it starts in the low, mid, single digits, and then it goes up depending on the type of equipment, the industry you're in, time in business, that sort of thing. So it's kind of hard to say specifically, but all those factors go in it. And another good thing is it's still going to be a business loan, so it'll still go on your business credit.
Okay.
I'm not sure if Julian already went over this, but what we're going to be trying to accomplish here is going to be what we call a second position loan. What that means is basically it's going to stand behind your OnDeck loan. So basically it'll just be like a shorter amount or smaller amount than what you have with OnDeck, the 250. It'll be the 50 or around 50 maybe, hopefully. That's what I'm aiming for. It is going to be a little bit on the shorter side compared to the OnDeck loan, just because it's a second position loan. So it'll be shorter than 1 year. Is that still something you're okay with?
Yeah, like I said, by March, I'm in an entirely different situation. So
yeah, Okay, sounds good. I just want to make sure that, you know, it's, you know, I don't want to over, you know, overpromise you things like that. So I just want to make sure we're on the same page as far as the term length and things like that.
Okay. No, that sounds good. What's the process from here? Do you need anything else from me?
Nope. I'm good with everything. I have all I need. I'm gonna push a follow through now, and you should hear back from either myself or someone else on my team tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow, if
Okay.
not the day after that.
Okay, great.
Okay. And if you have any questions in between now and then, you feel free to call Julian. He can answer any questions you have.
All right, great. Thanks.
Okay.
And sorry about running around on you between the last couple of minutes, but I'm glad we got it together.
That's okay. That's okay. I know you're busy. Everyone's always busy, so I'm
Yeah,
good. I'm glad we
like I
finally got to
said,
talk.
it's better to be busy than not busy in my business.
Yeah,
So.
exactly. Yeah.
All
All
right,
righty
thanks, y'all.
then.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.